It was a false alarm that scared some people half to death. Others dismissed the threat since no emergency alarm sounded. But for 38 minutes, we didn't know for sure that the missile alert was a mistake. At one Waikiki hotel, the alert it sent out to get their guests' attention sounded just like the state's emergency sirens. So that may have added some confusion. That's what beachgoers at Kaimana Beach heard, but across Waikiki, guests either took refuge in their bathtubs of their hotel rooms or in ballrooms or basements. The Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association represents some 700 hotels and businesses. Former Honolulu Mayor Mufi Hanuman now heads the organization. He surveyed members about their response. Those reports were due in yesterday.
Well, it's the first step in trying to assess what happened and what we need to do going forward. And certainly, this information will be very useful in that regard. We plan to summarize the findings of the survey and then maybe even ask additional questions across the board, depending what our board of directors would like for us to do, as well as our executive committee. And then in dealing with the various properties individually, as they go through their own self-assessment with their security personnel and the like. But it's clear that what happened that day, since this is such a new phenomenon that we're dealing with, which is a missile alert, you know, we're so used to dealing and very familiar with hurricane and tsunamis, that this is going to require spending a little more time in making sure that our internal policies and procedures are up to date and consistent across the board as we clamor for the state to be more exact, more precise in how they communicate that information to us.
What types of questions did you ask your members?
Well, just basically to describe how they went about, first of all, receiving receiving the ballistic missile alert, how their staff went about to confirm the alert, what emergency measures, if any, did their property or company take in response to the alert, did their employees act as required in their emergency response plan? And then in looking forward, in what can we advise the state and county emergency management agencies to do to help us do our job if it's required to handle a missile alert that's going to turn out to be the real deal? And thirdly, any other questions or concerns that they would like to bring up to us so that we at HLTA could go out and gather more thoughts and feedback and questions. The other thing, too, is that we hope to take these findings and share them with Haima so that they can appreciate and understand where we as an industry are coming from and that we intend to work with them. You know, one of the things that we have been very proud of in the past is being pitched and marketed as a safe and secure destination that has led to conferences being held here, summits being held here, and international visitors or visitors in general coming to Hawaii. We don't want to lose that competitive edge, so it behooves us to be on the same page with the state, and it behooves us to make sure that we continue to have this reputation and not let what happened Saturday sort of set a new impression or view of how Hawaii is prepared or can ensure the safety of visitors and guests when they come to visit us.
We heard a smattering of stories. Some visitors hid in the bathrooms, in the bathtubs of their hotel rooms. Others went downstairs and I guess were led to a basement area for more protection. But I'm sure not all the hotels have basements or have large enough areas to be able to house everybody, you know, guests and if there were just people in the lobby visiting the hotel.
Yeah, every hotel handled it differently depending on what they have at their hotels. Some were led to ballrooms that didn't have any windows. Others went to the places where it was concrete reinforced and very thick structures. Others led them to the basement. So it varied with the property. So this is a good time to assess and evaluate where in the future they might lead their employees or guests to go to. We know that, for example, some of our properties do not allow for those that are in charge of cleaning up the rooms and the like, the housekeepers. Some of them don't allow them to have their cell phones with them while they're working. So that needs to be looked at and see whether that kind of policy should stay in place, especially if you're trying to get people off their floors and alert them at the same time of what's going on. So all these things, I think, are really good in terms of an opportunity to reassess those procedures that we have in place and see if there needs to be some tweaking to be able to meet the demands going forward.
Well, I understand that the Hotel Workers Union is going to be, you know, beginning talks. I think their contracts are going to be up soon, and I know they were looking at a myriad of things, from, you know, panic buttons to, you know, possibly maybe in cell phones, given what we saw on Saturday. That's interesting. I wasn't aware that that was something that the housekeepers were not allowed to.
Well, not all the property, but some of the properties have that. There's a policy. You know, it's no different than what happened in Las Vegas to some degree when, you know, the person that went to the hotel and holed himself up for a few days before he launched his mass shooting. You know, what happened with some properties, they said, hey, look, if we notice that a certain guest is putting up a do not disturb sign for several days, you know, should we be working with security to see if that room should be open or somehow try to figure out that if something sinister is being planned behind the scenes, we can get us in a better situation to deal with that, so it doesn't lead to what we saw happen in Las Vegas. So when these things happen, as I said, it calls for a reassessment across the board of past practices, whether in fact they should still adhere to the same policy going forward.
What are the parameters? I mean, if the general public is flocking, let's say, to the lobby to get good information, would they turn away the general public if you weren't, you know, a paying guest or a guest of the hotel at, you know, the restaurant or the bar?
No, I think, in generally speaking, if you're on property and we have a system in place that is alerting, obviously our priority will always be our guests and employees. But if you just happen to be there and you're seeking shelter or trying to get to a safe place, you know, we've never turned people away.
Mufi Hanneman is the executive director of the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Association. He says the survey results will be released once they've been shared with its members. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.